podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout as we look ahead to Fantasy Premier League game week 34. It's a double game week, so we've got slightly different team news today because we've got some midweek games and we'll address that in a bit to see some of the teams that are involved in those matches. My name is Joe and as ever I'm joined by Fantasy Football Scout editor Neil. Neil, welcome. How are you?
Not so bad, Joe. Yeah. As you said there, it's a bit of a sort of fractured day of press conferences because we've got two managers we won't hear from. That's De Zerbi and Howe. One team's not playing, that's Spurs. Three FA Cup press conferences, which of course prelude the Game Week 34 games for those semi-finalists. And then some Game Week 34 press conferences which haven't even happened yet. I think there's one for 3:30. We've not heard from Nuno either, so I'll bring you what we know and then hopefully the rest we can summarise on the website.
Righty-o. What we do know is we have heard from Rob Edwards and we have heard from Thomas Frank. So we do know the latest from Luton and Brentford. Let's go with Luton first. First game of the double game week. But neither of these sides are playing twice. They're just the ones for them. So what shape are Luton in? There was been quite a few injuries in recent months for them.
Yeah, not much better, but possibly two bodies back, one for definite, that's Issa Kabore. He was only ineligible to play last weekend because he's on loan from Man City. Tedden Mengi's the one player they could get back from injury. I suspect last week was a rest, hoisting the white flag and saving him for more winnable tests to come. So he could be back, but everyone else is still out. Bale, Brown and Nakamba, they won't feature again this season. But Edwards said today that they might see Lokonga, Ogbeni, Oshoa, Adebayo, Potts, Anderson, and Lockyer wasn't included in that, but I'm assuming he will be featuring anytime soon either.
Right, yeah. And what about Brentford then? Ivan Toney's probably the headline news there. Was on the bench or not playing, not getting minutes for his owners. Yeah, what, any latest there?
Yeah, I sort of a bit coy on whether he was going to start again. He said he was pressing. I think he said progressing as well, and he was desperate to start, as Thomas Frank said he was as well. But he'd only say, let's see, when grilled on whether Toney would start or not. So still some doubt there. He's got this ongoing hip issue, I think, which has rendered him substitute duty only for the last two. Other than that, quite positive. Christopher Ayer and Christian Norgaard are back from injury. Still leaves four longer-term ones. Henry, De Silva, me and Hickey, they're still out.
Okay, before we move on to Sheffield United against Burnley, just a reminder, do press that like button. It does help us out and do subscribe so you can keep up to date with our latest videos and podcasts. Also, welcome those joining us in the live chat on YouTube. Matt, Dennis, Lionel, Danielius, Gazman, Sukan, J77, Lag, it's me. It's actually the name of someone there. Rodrev, Jammer, John, Mahomey, Super Tiger, Piaz, STE.R. I still don't know how to pronounce that. Welcome to for joining us. Many hundreds of you so far in the live chat. Thanks for joining us early on. Sheffield United against Burnley. This will be big for those playing FPL Challenge because Sheffield United play twice and promoted sides all get double points in FPL Challenge. So you get four times the Sheffield United points. Not that many of them might get significant points, but I've personally got McBurney and Brereton Diaz in my FPL Challenge side. What shape are Sheffield United in for consideration in FPL?
Yeah, funnily enough, Joe, I've written the Premier League's article on that this morning, and I had McBurney, Brereton and Gus Hamer as well in that 11, so... Yeah. Yeah, effectively starting from 8 points, aren't they? Yeah. Appearance points wise.
Well, I've got the goalie actually. Sheffield United's goalie. So yeah.
What can go wrong?
Yeah.
yes. In terms of team news, Robinson and Vogel, they're struggling to be fit. Both got ankle injuries. Didn't sound like they're going to be available for this one. Of course, they've got a second game to come. Still out: Baldock, Lowe, Norrington, Davis, and Basham, and Egan as well. Actually. Mm-hmm. Three players back on the grass, although some doubt about whether they'll feature again this season. Tom Davies is the shortest term. He might be back sooner rather than later. Not for the weekend. Brewster and Jebison as well. So Jebison's been out all season. Brewster's been in and out. They've been on the grass, Brewster, for a little longer. And Wilder said yesterday that a decision would have to be taken about whether they'll hold them back for next season or risk them for what remains of the survival bid this time.
Rightio. And as for Burnley as well, once again, for those playing FPL Challenge, really, for being interested in Burnley.
Yeah. And this was the second of the two press conferences yesterday, the only two we had. It was a quiet day. Dar O'Shea's back. He was suspended last weekend. He's available. Ekdal's fine as well. He hobbled out the draw, but was from Brighton, but it was merely fatigue, I think. We did finally get an update on Jordan Bayer from company. He said that him and Al Dakil are likely out for the season, barring a miracle. So Ramsey and Redmond are out as well. Collie Oshu is the one who could return. Again, company being his usual coy self, said he was doing well and could potentially feature before the end of the current campaign. So he's the one long-term one who could be back at some point.
Okay, next up, Wolves against Arsenal. We're going to need a bigger screen for this one. There's a lot of news from Wolves in particular. What is the latest? And this might not be good news for those that have been stocking up on Wolves players ahead of this double game week for Wolves.
Yeah, I didn't think it would get any worse for Wolves, but it has. I'm looking forward to seeing this one in full, actually, because I haven't got the exact quotes yet, can't vouch for the quotes that I've seen online. But what have been reported by the usual reliable sources is that Cooney has joined the injury list. It would have been in many a Game Week 34 team. He's going to be probably out for a week or two with a calf injury. Semedo is out as well, the other wing back to Ait Nouri. And speaking of whom, he is only ready for bench duty, Ait Nouri, at best this weekend. Of course, there is a second Game Week 34 fixture for Wolves as well. Dawson's out. He's undergone season-ending groin surgery this week. Bellegarde's not ready to return. Neto's not ready to return, although he's on the grass. Chiwomi is out as well. Huang is only available to play 45 minutes, I think, off the bench. So O'Neill said he's got 10 senior outfielders to start, and that is it. So the predicted 11, you'd think, would be very, very easy this weekend.
I saw a quote from O'Neill earlier saying that one member of the squad is happy because they're going to miss science.
Yeah.
Because they've been training with the first team. Which indicates the age of the person concerned. They are literally going to field the kids.
They are. It somewhere. Will be a very youthful bench.
Okay.
Inside O'Neill.
As for Arsenal, possibly not as lengthy, but any news there?
Very short, yeah. And actually an update from Arteta for once, if we can believe it. Timber's still out. He's back on the grass. And he's going to get a game with the under-23s before he comes into first-team contention. Other than that, everyone's fit. Arteta said everyone else is all good. We didn't see any doubts from midweek. Odegaard had been flagged last weekend, but then recovered very quickly to play against Bayern. Saka was limping it full time, as he always is every week, but no suggestions of any sort of fresh concern there.
Great news. STE.R in the live chat. I can now call him Steve because he's called Steve. So that's much easier to say. To type it out, obviously it's more letters, but easier for me to say.
It sounded like an Elon Musk child, didn't it?
Yeah, Steve. Welcome, Steve. And also Historia Films, Super Cooper, and Savio, Imram, and CH, who've all joined us as well in the live chat. Okay, let's move over to Everton against Nottingham Forest. I've only got Everton news that I've seen, so we'll come to Forest in a sec, but what is the latest from Everton?
Mixed. So Coleman's touch and go at best, according to Dice. That usually means he misses out. Patterson's out for the season, so they were both injured on Monday night against Chelsea. Also injured that night, of more importance to fantasy managers, I would think, was Branthwaite. But he has trained today. It was a light training session, according to Dice. But he's come through it. And he said that hopefully he can push through a bit more tomorrow and move forward with that. So it looks fairly positive on Branthwaite.
Just thinking, Sean Dyche is well known for his training method, so light for him is probably just the 3,000-mile run or something like that.
Just a mite of vomiting at the end of it. I would say that he did say he had positive things to say last week about Calvert-Lewin and Garner, and I think was it Garner Gay, and they both missed out, so just be wary about that.
Okay.
Generally positive news on Branthwaite, as well as Idrissa Garner Gay and Calvert-Lewin, who we just mentioned, actually. All three of them training today, low level training, but I think the rest of the group was as well. And they've all been fine so far. So fingers crossed on those three.
Righty. Oh, okay. And as for Nottingham Forest, I hadn't seen anything. So is there a latest there?
No, I haven't seen anything either. This often happens with Nuno that the reportage is quite delayed, as well as the press conference itself sometimes. The only three I'm aware about are, there we go, it's just come through.
Oh, great. Half the press. I need a, yeah, I've got a drum roll noise, but imagine it.
Yeah, there we go, on Nottingham Post at 14:58, just as I was logging on. Awoniyi is still out. He hasn't joined the group yet. He's partially integrating, so he's not far off by the sounds of it. Alanga has joined training in the middle of the week. He's been managed until tomorrow, and then they're going to be assessed. And Bolly is still out. So okay. There we go.
Righty-o. Next up, Aston Villa, Bournemouth. Now, I think, as far as I know, the Bournemouth press conference is happening in about a quarter of an hour, and yep. I don't know about Aston Villa. So what's the latest?
I've got Aston Villa for you. Mings, Buendia, Ramsey and Kamara, of course, were long-term ones, and Douglas Luiz is suspended. This is his second game of his two-match ban. Alex Moreno was added to the injury list in midweek. He's out for, I think, 2 to 3 weeks. Okay. The one who Emery did mention today that I've seen was Zaniolo, who came off last night early. I'll try and dig up more on him, but I suspect he won't be in many people's teams, if any. Almost as you were from midweek with the addition of Zaniolo. Although, of course, they all went through 120 minutes, didn't they, against Legal, so maybe a bit pooped.
Okay. Bournemouth, yeah, we don't know anything about them as such.
No, nothing until 3:30 from Iraola. I can give you what we know. Sinisterra came back surprisingly early last weekend. We weren't expecting that. And then promptly got re-injured. So we think he's out.
Okay.
Tavernier, Fredericks as well. Semenyo, that's who we're waiting on. His injury was described as not big by Iraola, I think, about a week ago. A calf issue. So we'll see what he says on him this afternoon. And he also previously hinted that Tyler Adams could be back for this one as well after suffering back spasms.
Okay, rightio. So for any team we haven't got information on yet, that's because their press conference haven't happened. Do check out Fantasy Football Scout social media and also the website. Look on X and things like that. We'll have all the updates as they happen. Crystal Palace against West Ham. Lots of interest in Crystal Palace. They play twice and on paper, the best fit. So the fixtures, I know it's against West Ham and the next game's against Newcastle, but they're both at home and they're both and Crystal Palace are in good attacking form, just beaten Liverpool. So, what's the latest from Palace?
Yeah, again, a mixed bag. And it's kind of make me thinking twice about the acquisition of a Palace defender, my free hit team. Lerma's been ruled out until I think around about game week 36 with a hamstring injury. So he's been playing as a centre-half. Recently, they've been well short of options at the back. Jewel Ward, who's also been playing at the back, he has a groin injury that'll need to be assessed. Will Hughes has picked up a knock in training. He's obviously a midfielder. He'll have to be assessed. And they've got Johnston, Franca, Mark Gay and Decore still out. Two bits of positive news. Rob Holden, who I've completely forgotten about as a entity, he has trained all week after a long-term ankle issue. Chris Richards, who some people might have on the benches in preparation for this double, he's been back in training today, but it was his first day back. So obviously some doubt, I think, for this weekend. But maybe he could play some sort of part in the second game week 34 picture.
Rightio. And as for West Ham, we saw Jarrod Bowen back in the team in Europe. But does that mean he'll play in this one as well?
Yeah, not necessarily. I think he probably will because Moyes tends to push his players through the pain barrier. He was literally playing through the pain barrier. He had a pain-killing injection before the game, Jarrod Bowen. I think this was his back that he's missed the last few games with. And Moyes said this morning that he was really, really close to not playing against Leverkusen on Thursday. So they'll assess him, see how he's come through that. Phillips and Areola, who some people might still own. They were back in training this week, but they weren't part of the squad on Thursday night. Again, they'll be assessed to see how close they are.
Okay.
They'll return. Mavropanos, he wasn't involved on Thursday. He came off injured last Saturday or Sunday. Agued, he came off last night, so two centre-halves, so he'll need to be assessed as well. So a lot of assessment going on. And predictably, Moyes held his press conference at 9:30 a.m. this morning before the players had even had a chance to come into the building, so he didn't have a clue who was fit and who was not.
Okay, great timing from him.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Fulham against Liverpool. We'll go with the home side first because I think that'll be quite quick, has been in recent weeks.
Yeah, I think everyone's fine. I think Silva said we've got an almost fit squad. So I don't know if there is a lingering doubt there, but I've seen it reported elsewhere that it's fully fit. So I'm not aware of any injuries. I know Tim Ream wasn't on the bench last weekend, but that might have been just volume of numbers. People have to miss out. I'll look more into that, but I don't think there's anybody seriously.
Okay. And as for Liverpool, particularly Alexander-Arnold made an appearance midweek, or last night rather, against Atalanta. But does that necessarily mean he's back in the running for this Fulham game?
Yeah, it's a tricky one, this, because they are down one right back. That's Conor Bradley. He's out for the rest of April. So they're short of options. But they do have Joe Gomez who can play there. Alexander-Arnold, if you weren't aware, he started last night. I think he got through, was it about 70-odd minutes against Atalanta? And he himself said, actually, after the game, that he ran out of juice in the second half. And then Klopp gave a very, very lengthy, wordy answer about him in his Fulham presser. I'll redirect it to the website because it's about five paragraphs in length and very long. But the gist of it was that we've got to give him time to get up to speed. How it's on the onus is on the players who've already been fit to resurrect some sort of form.
Okay.
But he was very pleased to have him back. Obviously, same applies with Diogo Jota. Mm-hmm. I think he was only on the bench last night. He came on as a sub. He hasn't actually started yet since returning from injury, mm-hmm. whereas Trent did last night.
So that would, I think if I was on a free hit, for example, to go for Alexander-Arnold, I would realistically either expect him to play about 50 to 60 minutes in both matches or be on the bench for one of them and start the other one. Either way, I possibly might look elsewhere. But it's Alexander-Arnold. It's a gamble we're taking.
Yeah, I'm on a free hit and I'll probably go on Van Dijk. Because I'm boring and I can make the risk. But I can see the upside with Trent.
I'm not on a free hit. I'm going to be even more boring. I'm going to go Alisson. Outboring each other.
I might go the full-blown James Miller and get both of them in. Who knows?
Can I just check on Alisson's fitness? The last time I got Alisson in, after team news, he was fit and ready to go. I got him in at 4:30. And then at 5 o'clock, the news came in that he'd got a muscular injury in training. I'm going to get him in probably a similar time because I've got to go out tonight and I'm going to be busy tomorrow. Alisson is okay, isn't he?
As far as I'm aware, yeah. I mean, he lasted the 90 minutes in the last two. So barring any repercussions that we don't know about, she'll be fine.
Yeah. The reason I'm getting him in is because I'm a Kelleher owner. Kelleher, obviously, people didn't know, has now lost his place because he was back up to Alisson. Alisson's now back, hopefully. Now, this next slide is going to look a bit confusing. So basically, this is a midweek games. We've got some teams that are sort of single game week teams that we haven't mentioned yet. So their press conferences, for example, Brighton and Newcastle, they're going to be later. We're just not going to haven't got the information on that. Do check out Fantasy Football Scouts X feed and the website for more on that. But we've also got some other teams involved that have had press conferences because they're in FA Cup action. Yeah. So we know at least something about the fitness of the players, even though this is ahead of their game. So, for example, Manchester United on Wednesday play Sheffield United and Chelsea play Arsenal on Tuesday as part of Arsenal's second game of the week. And, of course, Man City are against Brighton on the Thursday. So let's go with Manchester United first. They play Sheffield United on Wednesday. What's Ten Hag been saying that might give us a hint towards Sheffield United's lineup, perhaps?
Yeah, so he's expecting Anthony, Maguire and McTominay all to be back for the semi-final against Coventry on Sunday. They will have had minor issues. Anthony's back in training all week. Still out, Varane, Shaw, Evans, Malacia, Lindelof, Martinez, Martial. Of course, the Game Week 34 game being next Wednesday gives some of that group a chance to be fit for it. I think there's only really Evans, possibly, who's got any sort of chance for that. Based on timelines I've seen. But there is, of course, always a risk that someone gets injured this weekend and then they miss Game Week 34. But that's the team news, as we know. There was another line as well on Garnacho, who has had liked a few social media posts criticising his substitution last weekend. Ten Hag kept it brief. He said he's a young player, he's got to learn a lot. He's apologised for it, and we move on.
Yeah. A young person liking a post about that Mark Goldridge put up. Wow. I think every parent, especially my age with teenage kids who follow Mark Goldridge, will think that's just completely normal behaviour for a young person. Yeah. So perhaps it's Ten Hag who might need to grow up. Man City, what's the latest there? This is probably the big news. Kevin De Bruyne and Erling Haaland reportedly, according to Pep midweek, were asked to come off against in their crunch Champions League game. So you would imagine that would be serious, because that absolutely huge game.
Yeah, Kanji as well actually, but we didn't get an update on him today. We did get an update on the other two. De Bruyne sounds more like fatigue. He now feels well, according to Pep. Okay. He said the last minutes he felt exhausted, so tired, after 5 months out. I think he lasted about 112, 115 minutes or something, so sort of understand that. Haaland was injury-related. He apparently felt something, a muscular issue. The doctors say a few niggles. So they're going to see him, in the next few hours and see how he evolves and make a judgment call after that. Of course, this is the team who's, as you said, Joe, the team who's for the FA Cup semi-final.
Yeah. Yep.
So even if he fails to make the team sheet for this one, he has got next Thursday to recover for the Brighton game. So who knows?
Yeah, I'm slightly nervous as a Haaland owner because last time he had a slight issue. He was out for about 3 months.
Yeah.
but luckily I've got that Cole Palmer lad from Chelsea.
He's all right.
My first sub. Right. So if Haaland doesn't make it, I'll have to slam it with his fellow Golden Boot contender. Speaking of Chelsea, what's the latest with them? They play Arsenal on Tuesday.
Yeah, they've had three players removed from their injury list, which they publish every week. Sterling, Enzo and De Sassi, they're all now not on there. Mm-hmm. Sterling was just illness, and I think the other two were unspecified injuries. Robert Sanchez is back in partial training. So is Christopher Nkunku, actually, who we thought might be out for the rest of the season, but he's in partial training. So we might yet see him before the end of the campaign. Still out, though, are Lavia, Ogachukwu, Fofana, Colwell and Reece James.
Okay. With people wildcarding with Chelsea's two double game weeks coming up, Petrovic will be popular, but he might not be with that news that Robert Sanchez is back in partial team training. It's hard to tell at the moment which of those players is favoured. You'd imagine it'd be Petrovic, but Sanchez being back at some point soon perhaps would put seeds of doubt.
Yeah, maybe. I think Petrovic has done all right, well enough to sort of stave off the competition, but the closer you get towards the end of the season and, with Chelsea, if they're out of sort of European contention and heading towards the beaches of Game Week 38, then there's always the fear that you might bludge some fringe players. It's the same with any club, really, who are on the beach.
Okay.
So there is that danger. But I think on merit, I think it's probably still Petrovic's shirt to lose.
Okay, let's have a look. Let's sort of round up everything that we know. The fit to play, well, we've got a whole bunch of Manchester United players, Maguire, McTominay, I've described him as there, so apologies for that. Antony, Norgaard, Aya, De Sassi, Enzo and Sterling, so some of those Brentford players back, and Chelsea players back for their FA Cup clash, and also hopefully for midweek when they play Arsenal. Questionable though, Aguard at West Ham. Bowen as well, playing through the pain with his hip injury. Areola, groin problem, may keep him out, but he's back in partial, we think, in training. Aitnori, probably only fit enough for the bench, calf problem there. Huang, fitness, might get 45 minutes. Calvert-Lewin, hamstring issues. Branthwaite, a knock, keep him out. Iris Gay with a calf problem. Coleman with a groin issue, so still a lot of injuries at Everton. There, Mengi at Luton as a knock could keep him out, maybe not. Tony, fitness problems, we don't know with him. Very coy, Thomas Frank, very coy about him there. And Haaland, he has a muscular issue, which may keep him out of the FA Cup game, but he might be okay by Thursday. So there's quite a lot of time. It would have to be quite I would imagine quite serious for him to be out of both of those games entirely. I've got no one in my major doubts list here, but in the out list, I've got just a reminder with Bradley is out for a few weeks with an ankle problem for Liverpool. Bogle, ankle problem for Sheffield United. Kuna, this is big news for Wolves because he would have been very popular for the double game week. Kuna and Semedo are both injured and they're going to be out for at least, as far as we know, the first game of the double game week. So that would probably make them not good players to get in now. And Patterson, just a reminder with him, he has been injured for Everton, but he's got his hamstring problems, means he's going to be out for the rest of the season now. So I think we've rounded most of those up, hopefully.
Yeah, let me give you a very, very, very quick summary of Newcastle and Brighton as well, because I know we won't get the comments, but we do know one or two things. So Lascelles and Botman out for the season, Joe Linton, Target, and Miley, we think so too. Willock, apparently he'll not be risked again this season. Mm-hmm. And Tonali's banned until August. Almiron and Pope, they're on track to return in late April or early May. So an outside chance of game week 34, but I would think not. Trippier, Howe said last Friday that he was doing really well and one of the players in the background are starting to feel really good. So again, a chance we could see him. And also a chance that we see Callum Wilson. He has been back in training. We've actually seen him. So we can vouch for that.
Okay.
Video footage of him in midweek, so he could be back. He had, a chest injury, so he's obviously able to work on his fitness, but we'll see if that's next week, see if that's, he's deemed ready to feature. Obviously, that impacts on Isak. Brighton, the last thing De Zerbi said, I think, last week was that Gilmore, Webster and Milner could be available in the coming weeks. It sounds like they're the closest to a return. Right. No timelines on Ferguson, Lamptey or Nsiso. Hinchelwood, Marsh and Mitoma out for the season. Estupinan is the latest one. He suffered an ankle injury against Burnley. I did have a look on the training gallery on Thursday on your site, Joe, on the Brighton site, and I don't think any of the players I mentioned there were seen, including Estupinan. Okay. I didn't see João Pedro either, but I don't know if that's, you know, could be completely incidental. Right. And I might have missed him, but he's the one I also didn't spot.
Okay, so, as ever, for Brighton news a bit nearer that time, do check out Fantasy Football Scouts social media and the website as well. A couple of other people to follow there. Andy Naylor used to work for the Brighton Argus, now of the Athletic. He's usually quite good as well. And the Evening Argus themselves as well. To do check those out there, the local paper for Brighton. And so they might have some injury news as well. A bit nearer the time. Thanks a lot for joining me, Neil. Thanks to everyone for joining us in the live chat. Lots of you now. Well over 700 of you have joined us early on. So hopefully we've given you some good, valuable information as you prepare for game week 34 and beyond. Thanks a lot for your time. Take care. See you soon.
Bye-bye.